Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie,
you
guys,
your guesses. You're killing me. I can't believe how many women say because their husbands got fat, they'd leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be a big answer.
It's a little shallow.
Yeah, big, and I'm telling you from Texnado, from the question, a lot of sexless marriages. I'm so sad for you, all you that aren't having sex. That doesn't seem okay.
ED pops up a lot here, doesn't pop up a lot, I guess.
You said the wrong thing.
But no, I'm just saying on the screen here. So.
And the question was, BJ gave it, it's the number one reason for divorce from women. And I will tell you, I feel like a lot of you are very frustrated in your marriages because you're not just saying, my guess is, you're like, because he's lazy.
And we assume that your husband's lazy.
Yes.
Because you're saying it that way.
I know.
And you're doing it in all caps.
In all caps.
With exclamation points.
Seems to be
okay, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Wow.
The number one reason women file for divorce, according to a study that came out yesterday, is a man that can't hold a job. That seems to just not be able to work on a consistent basis whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, for whatever reason, just not qualified enough,
doesn't bring the money home.
Yeah, just can't keep, any consistency to his employment whatsoever. Bouncing around, trying something new, trying this, trying that. That didn't work out, so let's do a 180 and do this for a career. Those guys get on your nerves more than anybody.
More than the ED. more than the snoring.
They make the ED people look good.
Yes. You'd rather have a guy whose wiener doesn't jump up to attention than a guy that's not making any money.
Now, do you buy this? Do you think that this is,
I'm a bad one to ask. I'm bad because I'm jaded about this. When I go to your house and you're trying to sell lotion to people. What was that crap? Remember? Do you remember what I'm talking about? It was like a pyramid scam, and you got like a big pump of lotion, and you pumped it into little lotions, and you tried to sell it to people. It's like it was a wrinkle cream, and you're a man, and you're telling me that you're selling wrinkle cream.
And that's your... you really don't leave the house. You just, hey, that's my profession. That's what I do.
And then you go, and then you start like, oh, I'm not going to sell face cream anymore. I'm going to sell insurance. Wait, what? Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what happens. And then you just float from one to the other to the other to the other.
I'm going
to
start a clothing line. Wait, what? What are you doing today? Right. Oh, I'm going to be an actor.
Right.
Wait, what? You're going to be an actor?
I'm going to buy a mower. I'm going to start my landscaping business. I'm going to start then that goes under within three months or so. It's over. Done. You didn't figure, winter happens.
Yeah, it's I'm going to go bit. Well, I can't say nothing. Never mind. I was going to say, I'm going to build half pipes.
Or I'm going to get into the chicken business. You like to start projects.
You are one of those guys.
You really are.
Thank
You're
God
one of those
you
guys,
have this Sean. Solid one, because you are that guy. Like
I've always been that way.
I want to sell masks. Yeah, you're just like your dad. Like you guys try a little bit of everything.
Yeah, your dad, ideal. I mean, he's perfect for this scenario, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is.
He starts everything.
He's always jumped from one little kind of deal to the next, and it's always something with sales, buying a bunch of stuff from China, trying to sell it off, whether it's
trunk of the car,
miniature helicopters, or leather coats.
The one person I was like, you're such a dreamer, like I'm sorry not to back you, but it's like same thing, like really. I mean, we would literally at our house get a phone call from a scam person saying, listen, I'm going to set up this website and you can sell the weight loss med-. And he'd be like, oh, here's her credit card, I'll buy into it.
Mm. Really?
Oh, my God.
See,
it's
kind of a deadbeat.
Yeah,
because
that's
to be
different.
A professional, you know, or just maintaining a job.
That's why my parents got a divorce. My dad could not keep a job. It made my mom crazy. We call it a deadbeat husband. I call it a loser husband.
Wow.
It says a lot about that person. He just can't grow up. He has to go from a thing to a thing to a thing. And the worst part is I dated somebody that said they were an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Using the big word.
That's a good one.
And a philanthropist.
Yes.
Can I borrow some money?
So fantastic.
But, change your world.
Yeah. So good news for all you ED guys.
Yeah.
You have a shot as long as you have a job.
You're going to be okay. Yeah. You're not tops of the list.
Right. So that's good. But I will tell you also the snoring thing, and I mentioned this before, it can make you hate somebody. Make you hate.
I do. I think there are so many things that could be on that list, and snoring is definitely
one of them. And I preach it to all my friends who complain about their husbands. I'm like, BJ bought that mask. What's it called?
Mask. Yeah. Oh, the CPAP.
The CPAP. And you
the CPAP mask.
And you swear by it.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Swear by it. Because you have to realize the snorer is not going to be a good, happy human being either.
No, granted, you don't look sexy laying there in bed.
Right. But that's what.
You got a hose coming from your nose.
But
okay.
That's what my. All right. So I have a male friend, and his wife hates him, right? And he said, okay, I get that BJ's laying there, but BJ doesn't care if he looks good. And I'm like, yes, he does.
No.
He goes, I said, you can take it off when you guys want to, you know, do it.
Right.
I mean, you don't have sex with the mask on.
I think it changes the mood when somebody walks in the room and you look like you're on life support. I don't know why, but the mood seems to just evaporate.
Really?
I mean, right out of the room. No matter if you reach over, hit the button, take the mask,
it doesn't matter.
You've already set the precedent. It looks like you're about to die.
That makes sense.
It does. Like you're on life support, guys, but it works.
All right, you're not helping my cases. You don't know how many men. I feel like I'm the spokesperson for you and that CPAP because I tell all the men I know how it changed your life.
It does.
Yes.
It does. It just, you get better rest. It works.
Yeah.
It does work.
And I preach it, and they're all afraid that the mood will change.
A lot of people can't use it, though. They just can't use it because they just cannot get over the fact of that look.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No.
That's what they're worried about.
They just can't use it. They just like, okay, I'm not going to lay there and sleep with a mask on with a hose.
Well, and to me, I like to sleep on my side. Can you sleep on your side?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it all. Yeah.
If your hose is long enough, Jamie, it's your oyster.
Exactly. It's all about the length of the hose.
Yeah.
You can get in any position you want. Yeah, anywhere in the room. Yeah, you need about a 20-foot hose at that point.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.